With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israeli intelligence and National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard are backing President Trump's assessment that Iran's nuclear facilities have been completely destroyed. Defense Secretary Hegseth says there is additional confirmation beyond those two sources.
The director of the CIA putting out a statement just last night. CIA can confirm that a body of credible intelligence indicates Iran's nuclear program has been severely damaged by recent targeted strikes.
The BBC's Jay Kwan.
The White House had dismissed a leaked Pentagon report, which said the strikes had only set back the program by a few months, and that the enrichment infrastructure remained largely intact deep underground. Having asserted that the nuclear threat is gone, Washington is now looking for a peace deal with Tehran. President Trump has said the U.S. is set to meet Iranian officials next week and that Iran will have to be put back into shape.
Iran's supreme leader warning the U.S. of dire consequences should it attack his country again. He says Iran, in his words, delivered a hand slap to America's face. Although some Democrats want to impeach President Trump again, most members of the House Democrat caucus have no appetite for that.
Led by Congressman Al Green of Texas, dozens of Democrats, including New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, voted on Tuesday in favor of beginning an impeachment inquiry into Mr. Trump's strikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities over the weekend, a move which numerous Democrats, as well as Republican Thomas Massie, said was unconstitutional. But most of their caucus was against that response to the U.S. involvement in Israel's war against Iran. On Tuesday, the impeachment inquiry vote was defeated, with 128 Democrats joining all present House Republicans and voting it down. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Dow futures up 84 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 98. This is SRN News. How do you feel about school prayer?
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, 52% of Americans would have no problem with public school teachers leading their students in prayer. 46% say no. Support for school prayer is strongest in the South and Midwest. Opposition is strongest in New England and the West Coast. The highest percentage of people who would like to see public schools embracing prayer are in Mississippi. The highest percentage of opponents live in Oregon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
10 years after the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, the split between Republicans and Democrats on the issue is wider than it's been in decades. Recent polling from Gallup shows a 47 percentage point gap on the issue between Republicans and Democrats, the largest since it first began tracking this measure 29 years ago. The size of that chasm is partially due to a substantial dip in support among Republicans since 2023. This is SRN News. California has been found in violation of Title IX, another clash with the Trump administration over transgender athletes.
The Trump administration has found that the California Department of Education and the state's high school sports federation violated civil rights law by allowing transgender girls to compete on girls' sports teams. The Federal Education Department announced the finding Wednesday. The agency proposed a resolution that would require California to bar transgender women from women's sports and strip transgender athletes of records, titles, and awards. It's the latest escalation in the Trump administration's effort to bar transgender athletes from women's sports nationwide.
I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
The Justice Department has closed its civil rights investigation into a planned Muslim-centered community near Dallas without filing charges. The Epic City Project is tied to the East Plano Islamic Center, faced criticism, claims it would exclude non-Muslims. SRNnews.com.